Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Turkey Day is upon us. Oh, boy. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for it. It's so much work. I understand now why people eat out. Unless you have a relative who's doing all the cooking. It's a lot of work. Why do they call it a holiday? I never worked so hard in my life. Anyway, it's not fun. What are you going to get us in the mood? I don't know. Can you tell I'm not in the mood for this? I can.
Anymore. Come on. Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
Thank you.
So, too much going on for me. I don't know about you, too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes! I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it! Don't do it! And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership for more coins. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
That was Jane Condon. Okay. The comedy, www.janecondon.com. Well, looky who's in the chat room. It's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And next Tuesday, November 25th, it's going to be the holiday film preview with critics Nell Minow and A.J. Huckery dropping by. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, Chuck Skull's World of Mayhem. Was listening this morning, Chuck Skull, very funny stuff. I love Red Skelton. And I forget how funny, Abbott and Costello are in their routines, because you've been playing their routines and a lot of people just know them from the movies, but their routines are even funny. The Building and Loan one was pretty good. So check into Chuck Skull Mondays, Chuck's World of Mayhem. Gotta love it. George Benger, where you been, George? Where you been? George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. If you Facebook these people, you can follow them as well. Well, I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the show. You can tell I got a little bit of cold going on here. But the Thanksgiving is coming, and I'm just not into it. What can I say? I'm not into it. Speaking of immigration, what do you think the Native Americans feel about immigration? Didn't work for them.
You're making special Thanksgiving letters. from generations and generations from Luba family. And the first ingredient is, number one, whole beets. Fancy medium whole beets. You can't beat that. And next is can of gravy. Ooh, it's already made, so you don't even need juice from Turkey. Okay, and next, for us to get that extra crunchiness, what we do is we sprinkle some banana sprinkle mix.
Ooh, yes.
And only 33 and a 3 cent a box.
That's right.
And what dessert would be complete without an outdated can of pumpkin spice? You can eat this one day and lose weight the next with botulism. Oh, all right, now we will prepare it in the kitchen and be ready
for 300 degrees.
And it's going to be ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is it ready? Not yet. Is it ready? Not yet. Okay, I'm smelling it. Come on, is it ready? It's ready. Yay!
You're going to love it. It's so wonderful.
Gaze and behold, our Thanksgiving feast is. Okay, everybody, you're going to be so jealous. Dig in, Luba.
Yes, I'm digging.
I think I want the white meat.
Oh, that's very good.
It's delicious.
Your family knows how to put things together.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
That's so good.
Very good. Okay,
and
so
now it's time for our Thanksgiving song, wherein we give thanks for Thanksgiving.
That's right. Okay, count me down, babe.
Okay, and 3, 2, 1, hit it.
I'm thankful for being Dex, because it's free. I'm thankful for Chinese food with no NFT. I'm thankful for sunshine. I'm thankful for rain. I'm thankful for a plunger to unstop the drain. For the wondering and thankful for that you can get at any store is
complicate it with shopping. Yeah, after I've been cooking for 2 days, let me break dead, go out and shop. I don't want to. No, thank you. If you're not in the chat room, you could join us. Just tune on in. George Bench is in the chat room. Always funny, that George. His CD is available on CD Baby. If you want to pick it up there, you can. By the way, you can pick up my Christmas CD on CD Baby as well. It's very disturbing. Guaranteed to piss somebody off somewhere, I'm sure. Anyway, you can get both my CDs, CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Just go to that. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather still, but gonna just go through with the show anyway, because that's the kind of girl I am. Had a great show this weekend. For those of you who saw me last week, I was on SNL, kind of in the crowd scene, but you could pick me out. I don't know how anyone didn't say anything. Who's that lady in front? Okay. All right. Oh, gosh. All the holidays are coming so fast and furious, aren't they? Yes, they are. What was I looking for? Oh, here it is. Little George Bettinger.
Hey, currently, Wimbersmile, what are you doing? Listen, Mo, I like the classics. I'm a very refined guy. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, yeah? What's so refined about you? I love the classics, like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I also love my friend, Nancy Lombardo. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, that's a great idea. When is she on? Right now. And don't be Lady-O, because she'll bust your blues on Blog Talk Radio. Knock, 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 knock.
Ah, hello, everybody.
Just the lad I've been looking for. Clamber on my head, Fred. Whence all but you have fled, Fred. There is no contesting, I've no way of manifesting how much I'd prefer you dead, Fred.
Oh, I'm glad you let me make that in, because I trust you too.
Gratify your whim, Jim.
Jim? What happened to Fred?
He changed his name.
What to?
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son, on the river bank, son, which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim, Jim.
Okay, stop forgetting me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit further.
Ready, Harding. Ah, here I am. On the edge of the nice little wooden crab plank. Take a lovely day for a naughty plank, boy. You're drowning me. I do not like this game. I've got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned, because I do not like that kind of game, blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas out of my empty sights of wanting shoes. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutted by Eiffel and Blackpool Towers. Now, I do not want to be found in nutted, deaded, headed, flatted, headed. I don't like that kind of stuff, blues. I don't like that. I've got thin, blin, button, blues.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't light it yet, pet.
That I won't be deaded or nothing, Captain?
No, no, don't be frightened.
All right, then. I'll just put a match to it and... Here, I can find you. You're digging me again. I can't play this button game no more. Yee! Picks up fretted kneecaps, replaces lug in luggo, and exits through little hole in middle of back out.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas. Oh no. Oh no, that's near the side, isn't it?
A few years ago, this movie came out and it really upset me. It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh! Just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying, this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today, I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains, now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend, never would she backward bend or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is, should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm, when she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke. When I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
Ah, what a lovely sentiment for Thanksgiving. Want to thank Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. it's Movie Attic Headquarters. You're always going to listen to something great. And also George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. His CDs are available on CD Baby. You could Facebook friend him at the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, gosh, and we wind down so soon. Sorry I'm doing short shows, but it's hard for me to talk fighting this slightly cold thing I got from working exteriors on SNL. Okay, so let's go out. You know what? That's right. Out, out. When you're smiling, you're probably smiling at Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And on the 25th of November, that's a Tuesday at 4 p.m., she'll have critics Nell Minow and A.J. Hockery drop by. Oh, yeah. And now, George Bettinger. You gotta go to Dream Stream Radio if you want to see George Bettinger. Dream Stream Radio, I tell ya. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Facebook friend him on the Mom and Pop Shop. You can follow him on Dream Stream Radio. He'll post the site and just click and go. That's how easy it is to follow. And Chuck Skull was here today. Chuck's World of Mayhem. Saturdays and Mondays at 10 a.m. And it's World Top Rock with Kat Viganey and Chuck Skull, Saturdays at 8 p.m. The Wacko Network, Monday through Tuesday. You can listen to them. No, Tuesdays through Fridays, I'm sorry, at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You see how loopy I am? Anyway, what can I say? Just keep smiling and have a happy Thanksgiving. Because it won't be one for the turkey. La, 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 la. I'm Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Want more of my humor? You can go to CD Baby. You can buy one song. You can buy them all. On CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Watch the Nancy Lombardo Show Fridays, Eastern Standard Time. Worldwide, www.mnn.org. Lifestyle Channel, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. Or New York City, 7 p.m. every Friday. Okay. Have fun, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. Small portions are best.